Straight Tech Podcast. So let's go to another email question. What up, Tech? I'm looking for some advice. Would be sick if it was on the podcast, but a replay would be great too. Sounds like I wrote this email. All right, listen to an autistic read an email. I'm new to the industry, but have found I love it and want to pursue a career. I'm 23 and have been working at a small independent Mercedes shop in a state for 2 years. One advisor, two techs, and me. Other techs turn 30 to 40 hours a week. I'm the gopher, detailer, spill kit, custodian, parts department, and trainee. I really like the shop and the people a part of it, but I have more ambition than being the do-everything guy at the bottom of the totem pole. My shop does all regular services and repairs to 50,000-mile Mercedes, but we also do restorations on old Mercedes. I've been taught how to rebuild the front end of a 72 Merc and rebuild and install carburetors on Gullwing era Mercedes. These jobs are sweet, but the cons of the everyday shop bitch works out. These jobs are sweet, but the cons of the everyday shop bitch work outweighs the pro. It's fun, but being a shop bitch sucks, is what he's saying. I am motivated to go to classes and travel to factory training and become a real tech. I am just looking for some advice on if I have it better than I think I do, or if I should work on pursuing a dealer. I don't want to deal with the shop politics that I hear through your podcast, but I feel I could recognize the bullshit as you do yourself. And then he tells me how much he makes, which is pretty good. $21 an hour, hourly, in his state. So he gets, what'd he say, he is been working there for 2 years, and he makes $21 an hour, and he's learning. But yeah, he's the shop bitch, right? I mean, let's just go ahead and fucking say it. So it sounds like he's just wondering if he's getting screwed over, and it sounds to me like he's not. Sounds like he's working at a small shop, and they're building him up the way they want to and should. Getting paid hourly is nice. I mean, soak up all the info you can from the guys that you work with and learn as much as you can while you can. As far as pursuing a career in the industry, it sounds like you pretty much are now. I don't know how big or established the shop you work at now is, but having to go to a dealer to pursue a career is not necessarily the best idea, especially where you're located. Now, I'm going to be honest here. Going to a dealer may just completely destroy your perspective on the industry, which means it may not be for you, or it might. But what you're doing now as far as restoring old cars, you won't be doing that cool shit at a dealership. At the dealership, let's be real, you're only there to turn numbers for the fucking lizard people. That's it. No fun work. Dealership technicians are basically corporate team players for the lizards, okay? That's what we are, dude. You know it, and I know it. I don't know. I would talk to the owner or manager and tell them you want to do more. See if they have any kind of plan for you and your future there. Tell them you don't want to be the shop bitch for much longer. But you say you want to become a real tech. What is a real tech, honestly? Think about it. You're asking if you have it better than you think you do, or if you should pursue a career at a dealership. That's basically the main question here. And my answer to that, with only the info I have from the email, not knowing the shop or the owners or the future, whatever, I would say, yes, it sounds like you have it good where you're at right now. The shop you work at has two technicians and you and one advisor. I don't know the age of the techs or how many bays there are in the shop, car count. I don't know any of that. But what it sounds like to me is you've been there 2 years, you're motivated to learn and do more, just like I was when I started. As a porter, I took that position just to get into the dealership. I had to wait for the lube tech to fuck up enough to get fired. It only took about 3 or 4 months. And then it happened. He got fired. Then I was the lube tech. The only one for about almost 2 years while the new shop was being built. They were building a new shop. I was told I would become a technician once that happened, okay? Let's give you a little insight on a dealership. The new shop was done, I was still a lube tech. Listen to the dealership life here for a minute, and you might consider how good you do have it where you're at. Instead of having just one lube bay like we had at the old shop, now we have two. Wow, right? Two lube bays. Well, I'm the only lube tech, highly motivated, even though I was lied to, saying that I was going to become a technician when we got to the new shop, but never happened. But hey. Now I'm doing two cars at a time. Was told we would hire in another lube tech. Once we did, I would be a technician. Again, hired in a lube tech that had no fucking idea what he was doing. I had to train him. 3 weeks of that training I didn't get paid for at all, but blamed for what he failed to do right. And then the technician quit. Back to being just me. To make it short, I was a lube tech for a couple years before I had to finally, literally, get my friend to work there, train him to be a lube tech, and take over. Then I became a line technician. He stayed long enough for them to hire in a couple more, then he quit. But I was already a tech. And that in itself is another podcast, because let me tell you, it's not easy. Especially back in the day where all of this feelings and politics bullshit did not exist. When you go into the office and cry about not making hours, they tell you to put your head down and work. And then they tell you if you don't like it here, they have a stack of applications on their desk of people that want your job. Now, they take work from someone that works hard and feed it to you so you don't quit and fuck up their turnover rates. So what I'm saying is, if you think you're going to walk into a dealership having 2 years experience and become a line technician, think again. You're going to start out in a lube shop and kept there as long as they can keep you there, and all that does is suck what little motivation you still have to be a technician out of you until you either quit the industry or become a technician and deal with the bullshit that comes along with that. Along with the huge investment in tools and storage, and that makes you more invested in the shop and your own career than the manager sitting up there in the office, moving numbers. Moving him around, trying to keep his job for another month. That's the truth. So the choice is yours, dude. Choose wisely. You might have it better than you think. And yes, your question made it on the podcast. I never emailed you back, but it's on the podcast. How about that? Guys, I'm an advocate for the industry. I really am. Like I've said it before, I've done good for myself. But I'm not an advocate for the bullshit shops, and there's too many of them out there to sit here and say, yes, go to the nearest dealership and fill out an application. And they're going to pay you for your training and pay you to go to it, all the benefits they got, all that shit. But the fact is, starting out, they can't even find lube techs. So if they get one, they'll take advantage of them and keep them in there as long as they can. The manager is going to say, yes, in 6 months you'll be moved into the shop. You stay for 6 months and go in the office and find out there's a new manager in there now. The old one got fired. Now guess what? This guy has to evaluate how you work, so he says, give me some time to get used to everything and we'll go from there. That means get back in the lube shop for another year, okay? At least. Same goes with getting a raise. You could be talking back and forth with your current boss for a year, and he says, yes, I'll get you a raise. You deserved it. And then the next day, you go in the office, and it's a new fucking manager. This happened to me, dude. Literally. All right? And the new manager says, well, I'm going to make up a whole new pay plan for everybody so everybody knows what needs to be done in order to deserve a pay raise. And guess what? It was a whole bunch of shit. Now this guy fucking super nerd wanted us all to get ASEs in order to get a 50-cent raise. You had to be on, he had tiers made to where you had to have a certain amount of online training, class training, and then ASEs to get fucking 50 cents. It all made sense, his pay plan. It all made sense. But when you were talking back and forth with the previous boss and you did exactly what he told you to do and you were expected a raise, And then he gets fired and a new guy comes in there and changes everything for you. Now what? Everything's different. He's changing the fucking game. The new boss doesn't give a shit what the old boss says. The old boss got fired. He must have did something wrong, so they don't trust anything he said. For all they know, you were a buddy-buddy with the boss. I don't even know why I'm telling you all this. I'm just fucking talking about it. I don't know. So honestly, it's hard to recommend a specific dealership to work at. I know some are shitty, some are okay, few are really good. I'm willing to have a manager on here to talk about their shop and what they have to offer technicians of all skill levels. Pay me a bag, dude. I'll promote you. I'll sell out. I got a plan for the future, dude. I need some extra bags, son. Real talk. Shit, maybe I could even tour a few dealerships. Videotape it. Videotape. That's how old I am, dude! Maybe I should tour a few dealerships and videotape it. And talk about if they're worth working at. That'd be cool. Talk to the technicians, all of it. Maybe. We'll see. Bags is what it takes for me to do that. And a few plane tickets, all right? In nice hotels. Not no Holiday Inn shit. Top floor, dude. Top floor. You want me to tour your Honda dealership and promote it? I want a top-of-the-line pilot for the week to drive. BMW dealership, you want me to tour your dealership? Promote it? I want that SUV that's got them fat tires on it, dude. I don't know what model it is because BMWs have way too many models. But I want that for a week to drive. Technicians out there listening, tell your manager, dude. If you think your shop is good, tell them to contact me. They want to come on here? It's fine with me. I still got to find a way to record with guests. Still haven't done that yet. Lazy. Email me, dude. Maybe you can help somebody out like this guy that sent in this email. Send them to a good shop. It's going to take care of them. Because that's what we want, dude. Just like my pay rate list. That helped out a ton of technicians. And even completely the whole shop, it helped them out. And I want to tell everybody that sent in their pay rates, thank you again. Because this wasn't me, this was you guys sharing them. And I can always use more, so send them in. Alright, now let's get back to business, alright? I like to have fun, dude, and I don't give a shit, right? But when some other boring-ass podcast talks shit about mine and me, I have to do what I gotta do, right? If you talk shit about somebody and not expect them to retaliate, then there's something wrong with you, okay? You can't just go out there and talk shit about people and expect them not to take a shot back at you. That's the fucking world, dude. If you can't accept it, then don't do this. They did what they did. I did what I did. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. But if it continues, then I can continue. And if that's the case, that's fine with me. I can go all day, dude. That just motivates me. I think it's fun. I can make it really fun. I can make it not fun. I don't want to go to the not fun. I like to have fun. That's why I do this. That's why this podcast is the way it is. That's why I say what needs to be said. That's why you listen to it. If that's not why you listen to it, I don't know why you listen to it. But I'm going to keep doing what I do. And people keep talking shit, then I'm going to keep doing what I do. And I'm the king of talking shit, dude. I scratch the surface of the paint with the retaliation. I can go deep, dude. I can go fucking insanely deep. I don't want to, but I will. But as far as I'm concerned, like I said, it's done. We're done. But if you want to keep going, we can keep going. So I'm going to end it right there with that. No disrespect. You know, you on the internet or on the phone or on whatever, you can say whatever you want and then at the end say, oh, I don't mean any disrespect. Yeah, you do. Okay? Don't fucking sit there and say you don't. Anybody. I'm not talking specifically to, you know, who I'm talking about. Anybody. You can't just sit there and say how you really feel and talk shit and then in the end say, oh, no disrespect. And then expect it to all just go, oh, okay. Okay, no disrespect. Nah, you've disrespected me. And I disrespected you back. And it's done. And I'm fine with it being done. That's fine with me. I'll move on to somebody else. fuck! But I'm still going to make parody videos. Because that shit's funny. You can't expect to be on the internet and somebody to not make fun of you. Friendly way. Yeah, I did a friendly. That video was friendly. I didn't even cuss in it. Okay? Everybody says I cussed. He swears too much. Stop the swearing. Don't fucking listen to it. Don't fucking watch it. Right?
Right?
I don't know, dude. But how I will explain why it pissed me off is the fact that if somebody talks shit about the way I do things and what I've done on my podcast or any of my videos, nobody really talks shit about my videos, even though they're half-ass done, but I like it that way, dude. Like I told you before, if I'm going to sit there and buy a DSLR camera and fucking set, and nah, dude. I'm already bored talking about it. I'm not even going to finish talking about all that shit. Bored. Boring. I got shit to do. I got a life. I have a life. I don't do this 24/7. This shit. Right now, I'm supposed to be doing something. Not sitting in here fucking doing this podcast. shit. But everything I've done all by myself. No help from anybody. Nobody. I don't have an editor. I don't have a producer, a web designer, somebody who reads all my emails, somebody who makes all my memes or posts them for me. It's all me from the beginning, dude. From getting 2 downloads a week and probably one of them being mine to make sure it fucking downloaded to now getting thousands a week. Thousands. My social media, I don't even advertise a podcast on. Well, maybe I did 2 or 3 times, but I may have maybe posted a link to an episode 2 or 3 times. Maybe. I don't post on any other groups trying to take followers from them and get my name out there and all this shit by hopping groups on fucking Facebook or whatever. I don't do all that to get downloads. I don't do any of that. If this podcast stopped getting downloaded, I probably wouldn't do it. That would just give me a reason to not do it and then move on with my life. But it doesn't. It keeps getting downloads. You guys keep listening to it. Keep. So I'm going to keep doing it. But all the hard work, everything from the stickers to the. I had merch. I think I'd never down. I don't advertise the merch. But I sold some merch. I designed all that. I designed all the stickers. I designed all the memes, website, pay rate list, everything, emails, everything is me. Nobody else. I don't have a team. I don't have people that I'm riding their coattails. Nothing. It's all me, dude. Me. That's the way I like it. So when somebody shits on me, I'm going to retaliate. That's just what it is. I expect anybody to do the same thing. So, that's why it pissed me off. You talk shit about my podcast and you host the podcast, I'm going to talk shit about yours. If you keep going back and forth, I can go back and forth all day, all week long. I will quit my job just to shit on somebody. Okay? I'm dedicated to shitting on people. It's fun for me. I can do, like I said, I can do it fun or I can do it vicious. I don't want to go vicious. So I expect the same thing from anybody else. It is what it is. And that was my friendly reply to shit talking. And I will say the same as he did. I mean, no disrespect. Let's move on. You know what's funny to me is technicians that have been in the industry for less than 10 years think that they know everything. I think that's funny. But then again, when I was 10 years in, I thought I knew everything and pretty much did. I knew more then than I do now. So who do we listen to? Think about that one. Do we listen to people that have been in the industry less than 10 years? Or do we listen to people that have been in it 20, like me, 20 plus? Think about it. We all say that the generation before us fucked everything up and we know what needs changed. Should we let these new techs take charge? Are we like old people now that say, get off my grass to the neighborhood fucking kids, but instead we say, don't touch my fucking tools and leave me alone in the shop? I know a lot of us techs have worked on carburetors, vacuum lines, all that bullshit. Then we got introduced to the OBD shit and the scan tools. Now if you don't have a scan tool, you can't fix shit. Labor rates are fucking insane now. It's really messed up how shops charge $275 an hour for your labor, your knowledge, and then pay you 40 of it. And then the shop makes the rest. Don't bore me with the what it takes to run a shop bullshit talk, because I don't fucking care. Because what it takes to run a shop is technicians. Technicians that need to be paid well. And if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm against the system, dude. Any system. I'm against it. You want to know what really pisses off the system and the lizards? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what really pisses the system off. What the lizard people hate. It's when you do side work. And I don't even do side work anymore, but it's probably going to start happening here soon because my shop's slow as fuck, dude. And I'm going to be real with you. Your shop, your shop charges $250 an hour for your labor and your skills and your tools that you provide. Do it at home, charge $200. That's all I'm saying, dude. Your friend's valve cover gasket's leaking? It says it's 6 hours labor in the books. 6 times 250 is $1,500 labor at the shop if they don't jack up the labor rate when it gets higher and higher, whatever they fucking call it. You charge them $1,200. Maybe even discount it down to $1,000 so they come back for more work. You would have only made $240 if you did it at your shop, making $40 an hour. They would have made $1,260. Off of you doing the work with your tools. I don't care about what it takes to run a shop. Seriously. If it costs too much to run a shop, sell it. Quit bitching about it on the internet. Your shop, your business is failing. Sell it to somebody who can make it successful. If you have a cupcake business, you'll bitch about how much the ingredients cost. Just like a shop, they start selling and advertising that they only use Mobil 1 oil. Then after 6 months of losing their asses, actually using expensive oil, they changed it to some no-name brand shit like Wolf or whatever. But never changed the ad saying they use Mobil 1. Scam! You failed. You failed. Your cupcake business, you go to a cheaper ingredient from Russia or China, and the quality is shit. People get sick. You failed. Trying to save money on a business that costs money to run. Fail! As soon as you take out a loan to start a business, you failed! Immediately, you're behind. The next step is you putting up your house to pay for your drug addiction. I'm just saying, dude, I had to edit a lot of that shit out. What I'm saying is, it would have been on the Patreon, but I don't have Patreon anymore. I need to start doing fucking podcasts like I used to do on Patreon, but just put them out on here. Might have to do that. What I'm saying is, do some side work, dude. Stir the pot a little bit. Think about it. Techs talk about being underpaid, which most of us are. Nothing's changing. Not fast enough. But the labor rates keep going up. If they hire in some technician, they pay them more than you after you've been busting your ass at the same shop for 10 years. Makes sense, right? So do some side work. Make bags on the side. Save those bags until you have a Brinks truck full. Then pay off all your debts. Do it all in your garage. No overhead. Hell, even pay your taxes, too. Don't even start a shop. Build a shed in your backyard that's big enough for two cars. Your shit and one lift. That's all you need. No need to try to be a lizard and open a shop and deal with the bullshit, paying employees, insurance. Do it by yourself! A couple jobs a day, and you made more than you would have been working at a shop for a week. Right? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I've also been painting cars all day. How about that? I'm high as fuck from paint, breathing in paint all fucking day. Didn't know about that, did you? Yeah. Your boy's fucking high as a kite from breathing in fucking paint from painting cars today. That's what's going on with me. Fuck the system, right? So that's where I'm at. That's the end of the podcast. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, topics, whatever, email them to flatratetechpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the YouTube channel, Shop Life. Follow it, dude. 200 fucking followers. What the? Those videos take me like 10 minutes to make. Can't you tell by the quality? I'm like huffing paint all day, dude. I filmed a couple more videos, but I haven't done the voiceover and all that shit. So I'll hold off on releasing those. For now. But if I have to, I'll release them. But right now, we're gonna let them just sit there. And simmer. Yeah, if you guys have any ideas for videos, email those to me too. I know I had some comments and I got some emails for ideas. And like I said, I have some done, but they're going to sit there and simmer for a little bit. And that's where we stand today. I want to give a shout out to the Certified Wrench Podcast. He's talked about me a few times. I've been on his podcast and that was a shit show, if you haven't listened to it. Cool dude, man. Check out his podcast. Follow him. Facebook, Instagram, Certified Wrench Podcast. If you're into the traveling hacks, dudes that work on real shit, fucking tractors and shit, check them out. If you're interested and you're thinking that you're dealership sucks or the independent shop you work at sucks and you want to try that, listen to it, man. He talks real shit, like I do. He has good guests on there. It's a good podcast. Listen to it. I'm giving him a shout out. 100%. Alright, well guys, that's all I got. And like I said, email me. Thanks for listening. Rate and review. Rate and review the podcast. 200 fucking reviews. That's weak. I appreciate them, but we can go higher than that, dude. How many thousands of listeners I got? Take the time to hit the fucking stars. 5 stars. Give it a 5 stars, man. Come on now. I need numbers. Ugh. All right. I'm going to go huff some more paint. I stole some cars, and I got to hurry up and do some VIN swaps. Ah, shit. All right. Catch y'all next week. Maybe next week. We'll see.